And we continue with Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I welcome you to this week's installment of Cinema Chats. My co-host for this particular segment each week is none other than the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Good morning to you, Russ Collins.
Good morning, David.
Very glad you could join us by phone. It's much better than missing our time together.
Absolutely. Very, very happy to do it. Sorry I'm not in the studio today, but a busy day is ahead of me, and I just needed to do this. Sad news to start off Cinema Chat.
Yeah, what happened?
Richard Glatzer, who is a University of Michigan graduate, but was just featured in name at the Oscar ceremony. He and his husband wrote the screenplay for Still Alice.
Oh, with Julianne Moore, right.
Yes, absolutely. And he passed away. He's been suffering from ALS, and even during the filming of Still Alice was quite afflicted with the disease, co-directing it with an iPad app because of his physical limitations. But anyway, it's a sad day for Michigan, sad day for the movie industry. He died last Tuesday, so best wishes to his family.
Indeed, indeed.
And his partner.
On a brighter note, we're dealing with the South by Southwest Film Festival now.
Yes, yes, it opened on Friday. It's in Austin, Texas, and it's become one of the big events here. Not only is it a film festival, but it got started as a music festival, which WEMU listeners, I'm sure, are big fans, as Michigan, Eastern Michigan University, WEMU, is a wonderful, wonderful music station.
Yeah, there's nothing better than hitting Austin and going down to Antone's for some blues, that's for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. And then there's a huge interactive computer conference as well as the film festival. But there's literally dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of movies that are being premiered, including one called 6 Years, which is based on a Joyce Carol Oates film about a pair of 20-somethings who are looking to put their lives together but are tested by outside temptations and career concerns. Ava's Possession, Seven Chinese Brothers, The Boy, The Final Girl. Some of the ones that looked interesting to me include The Manson Family Vacation. It's about a pair.
That is certainly a title.
Yes, it's about a pair of estranged brothers who one of them has an unhealthy obsession with Charles Manson, and they go on a road trip of the family murder site. So Jay Duplass is featured in this, and his brother Mark and Jay are both executive producers on this. Moonwalker stars Rupert Grint. Or Ghent, from who's best known for the Harry Potter roles that he played, and he plays a character who's part of a story of a CIA agent and a rock manager who team up to help Stanley Kubrick fake the moon landing. So Moonwalker sounds like a lot of fun. There's some guys who as teenagers did their own version of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And they got together as adults to finish their teenage magnum opus. And they're going to do a documentary. There's a documentary about that process, about those guys, as well as the showing of their reinterpretation of Raiders of the Lost Ark. That sounds fun.
This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater, and you're listening to Cinema Chat. And while there's certainly plenty that is going to end up coming our way from the South by Southwest Film Festival, there's plenty already here and getting ready to open.
That is absolutely true. We've got some very interesting things that are coming to the Michigan Theater this particular week. A Red Army is a documentary about the Soviet Union's most successful hockey dynasty, which features Slava Fetisov, who played for the Detroit Red Wings for many years.
Yeah, so that helped us hoist the Stanley Cup for the first time in a long time.
Absolutely. So there's a local connection as well as a very compelling story about a very interesting period of the history of the Soviet Union and the United States. 24 Days is a movie about a beautiful, warm, young woman who walks into a Parisian cell phone shop, looks around and asks for a sales attendant, and then the sales attendant comes and talks to her, and that sales attendant ended up getting kidnapped. And then the family of the sales attendant, this cell phone shop sales attendant, spends the next 24 days dealing with kidnappers, in a very heated anti-Semitic kind of environment as they try to resolve this crisis of family and terrorism. So it's a French film. It plays March 17th through 19th, and again, it's gotten great, great reviews everywhere it's played. At the Multiplex, Cinderella, the live-action Disney version.
And all you have to say to me is Cate Blanchett, and I'm in.
That's right, and Lily James, who many people know as the niece in Downton Abbey. So Helena Bonham Carter also plays the fairy godmother. So a compelling story.
I'm not a big fan of the story, but the actors are so good, it has to be amazing.
Absolutely. And then also Run All Night, which is about a Brooklyn mobster and a prolific hitman. And Liam Neeson plays one of the key characters who's put in a very difficult situation.
he's always killing people or trying not to be killed. You know, that is his M.O. these days.
Yes, it is so true.
Listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. We continue with Russ Collins, and some special screenings are coming our way.
Yes, the NAM Center for Korean Studies has a film series that they do on Saturdays, and the film this week, which shows at 2 o'clock, is My Brilliant Life, about an immature and clumsy young man and the environment that he lives in a teenage world where his girlfriend becomes pregnant, and they have to deal with the realities of their
you
society.
You say that like there was no explanation for it. She just became.
Yeah, exactly. Teenagers, don't you love it? There's a Science on Screen, a very special Science on Screen screening on Monday at 7 o'clock. This is part of a national Science on Screen presentation that the Michigan Theater is proud to be a part of. It's sponsored by the Sloan Foundation, and it's put together by a theater out of Boston called the Coolidge Corner. The film that we're doing is Space Jam.
Oh, because yes. Michael Jordan's the greatest actor of all time.
A Michael Jordan animated film that includes Michael Jordan live and Looney Tune characters in their animated form. But after the film screening, there's going to be a talk by Professor Timothy Kupp about the physics of basketball and the physics of the cartoon characters.
I would be fascinated to hear how much study has gone into the cartoon physics.
Absolutely. It should be both a lot of fun, educational, and a fun movie.
Yeah,
that's
a great series, the Science on Screen series.
Yep, and that's Monday at 7 o'clock. And then Born to Kill is the noir film that's also showing on Monday. It's based on the James Gunn novel Deadlier Than the Male, and the film stars Claire Trevor as a calculating divorcee who risks her chances at wealth and security with a man she doesn't love. So anyway, the noir series has been a tremendous, tremendous series that folks have really supported very strongly. And then there's a Palestinian film series that plays Ann Arbor, and it opens up at the Michigan Theater on Thursday, March the 19th, a week from today. It's going to feature a screening of Ishmael and Mars at Sunrise. So we're proud to have that series and the Science on Screen series, as well as the Noir series and all the great first-run stuff that we've got playing right now.
A lot
now.
Of good choices this week, and I certainly hope you're going to go to the movies. Join us next week when we do it all again. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.